We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Steve Palazzolo from Pro Football Focus joins us every Friday. Steve, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So, Steve, you were on with us last Friday. Since then, the Browns have played two games. They played a terrible game against the Ravens. They played a very good game, especially offensively, played an excellent game against the Browns. What have you seen so far, and what do you make of this 1-1 Browns team right now?
Man, it was, you know, two completely different games, and I think, you know, you obviously have to account for the Ravens and how good they are, and then the Bengals, who I think are probably a little bit better than they showed even last night. So, you know, obviously last night's effort, I think, was more indicative of what the Browns want to do offensively, their identity offensively. I thought week one, you know, I was surprised at how, you know, how little play action they did. How I've been on here, I've been talking to you guys all summer about how they're going to make life easier for Baker Mayfield and take stuff off his plate and all that stuff. And week one, it's like, no, it's the same looking offense. But last night was much better, you know, a lot more play action game, rollouts. Baker was just zipping the ball all over the field, just had that one bad decision for the interception. So, you know, that's the biggest thing is going to be, you know, this offense gelling and creating big plays like they did. The running back committee was fantastic. The run blocking has been excellent. And then Baker was, you know, much better last night than he was, you know, last Sunday.
Steve, what do you make of how the Browns use their running backs in terms of, you know, first half? It was primarily Nick Chubb. And then certainly in the fourth quarter, they closed the game out playing a lot of Kareem Hunt, who was fresh and certainly made a lot of plays.
Yeah, I mean, I think having that fresh Kareem Hunt was huge. You know, those guys, Hunt averaged 6.4 yards after contact, so you could see him, you know, just running through Bengals defenders. And look, they're similar in the at the macro level where they're just difficult to tackle. They're obviously different styled runners. And, you know, Nick Chubb is just so fantastic at maximizing what's there, maybe the best in the league at that. So yeah, I loved it. You know, I love it as a 1-2 punch. You know, it's the whole Kubiak Shanahan tree where you want to run that outside zone scheme and just, you know, give those guys, get them, you know, one cut downhill, make a guy miss. And Chubb and Hunt are both great at that. And they were fantastic. They combined to force 9 missed tackles last night. And that's why they averaged 6.3 per carry.
Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, is with us. Steve, you know, we watch a game, we see the offensive line, and you say, oh, they did a good job, this guy did a good job. But, you know, you guys look at it, you give these guys grades. It seemed to us that the offensive line played tremendously well. Do the grades bear that out for this game?
Yeah, they were fantastic. And, you know, the guy that I really want to highlight is Wyatt Teller at right guard. And, this was the guy, you know. So I went back this offseason, and we're looking at our numbers and everything, and we said, look, offensive linemen are the guys that kind of take 3 or 4 years to develop. And Wyatt Teller was a guy that we loved coming out of Virginia Tech, thought he was going to be a solid player, had a rough first couple seasons, and I was just in the back of my mind saying, yeah, let's keep an eye on him for a year 3 breakout. And he's actually our highest-graded guard right now through 2 games, for what it's worth. Absolutely dominant in the run game, only allowed 1 pressure last night, so – he was good. Chris Hubbard played pretty well at right tackle. Jedrick Wills has handled left tackle well in pass protection. Joel Petonio had a great game with no pressures allowed. And J.C. Treader, we saw some great blocks by him in space and everything. So I think they were excellent last night, and they lived up to our preseason number 6 ranking among offensive linemen. I don't want to get too crazy. It is the Bengals, but they looked great last night as a unit.
How about the Browns' defense, like the back end, you know, the secondary and the linebackers? I think that they certainly are a little bit thin back there. And for a rookie quarterback to put up 30 points on you and nearly throw for 300 yards, so that's to me a little concerning.
Yeah, and I think even more concerning is there's been so much good play, I think, from the defensive front. You know, even the Ravens game, my takeaway from the Ravens game was that was a Lamar game. That was Lamar just flipping the field with just unbelievable throws that were indefensible. It wasn't the classic Ravens game where they're just running it down your throat like crazy. Like, the Browns actually did a pretty good job up front. Larry Ogunjobi was outstanding in week one. Last night, you see Myles Garrett with a big strip sack, 9 pressures, Sheldon Richardson making a ton of plays. So I think the front did well, but obviously when you're giving up a lot of points and a lot of yards and everything, there's something going on in the back end. Outside of Denzel, Ward got beat for the touchdown, but he was fantastic, mostly on A.J. Green. I think beyond that, there are some questions. You know, Terrence Mitchell, he made a few plays. He was good, breaking up a few passes, but how much do you trust him going forward? And then, you know, I think the linebackers that everybody was concerned about coming into the year, they gave up 10 catches between them, a lot of the underneath stuff. So I think the back seven in general is still a question mark. And again, I think that's going to be the thing that, assuming the offense finds their groove and everything, the back seven will determine how far this Browns team actually goes.
Is Denzel Ward the only player in the back seven with a good grade through 2 weeks?
Terrence Mitchell graded well last night as well.
Okay.
You know, not as good in week one, but, you know, he's only given up 5 catches through 2 games. Again, I don't, you know, he's been a solid player throughout his career, but I think, you know, you'd rather have Greedy Williams, you know, healthy and out there and adding that depth. But yeah, Denzel Ward is the guy. The safeties haven't graded all that well, and Ward's been good outside of, you know, giving up the touchdown on the slant last night to the other Mike Thomas.
That's right.
You know, with the Browns, you know, going into next week against Washington, they face the Baltimore Ravens, one of the best teams in football. The Bengals, one of the worst teams in football. Where do you, like, see this team? I mean, you know, people have been asking me, I was on another show today, are the Browns a playoff team? I don't know. I don't know what this team is. After 2 games, I'm still confused as to what they are.
Because we're not supposed to overreact to things, and we certainly shouldn't have overreacted to week one, are they exactly what we thought they were, which is a team that wins between 7 and 10 games, which sounds like a big range, but I think when you break down an NFL season, you're talking about a team, it's a mid-tier caliber team that is a couple plays away from 10 wins and a couple plays away from 7 wins. And I think that's ultimately where they land, and, you know, you got to play the Ravens again. You got to play the Steelers twice. It's going to be a tough division. But I think they're extremely competitive, and I think, you know, I think they're the team that also is going to win some games that are going to surprise some people, you know, because they can get that run game going and work play acting off of it. And again, throw for throw, Baker Mayfield can drive the ball down the field as well as any quarterback in the league. He can make special throws, you know, as well as anybody. So I think week in, week out, they can compete. It's going to come down to that, you know, consistency issue, covering in the back seven. And then, you know, which Baker Mayfield do you get? Do you get the one that's a little fidgety in the pocket, not taking the easy stuff and not playing within structure? Or do you have one like last night where the game plan and his on-field play mesh, and then they're really tough to beat? So I think when you add it all up, there'll be some inconsistency. They've got some holes, and you're looking at a team that's, you know, middle of the pack, and then, you know, a few plays will determine, you know, whether or not they're a playoff team.
You know, Steve, I was saying before, you know, they're playing Washington next Sunday, and they're another team that should be near the bottom, I would think. I mean, correct me if you think I'm wrong. But then after that, the 3 weeks after that, they play Dallas, Indy, and Pittsburgh, three teams that are probably in that tier with them, maybe Pittsburgh a tier above, I don't know. I feel like those three games will give us a better feel for that for the team. What do you think about that?
No, I think that's fair. And, you know, Washington, we'll see what they do in week two. But, man, they sacked Carson Wentz 8 times. And, you know, they're a team that's built by that defensive, you know, behind that defensive line with all the first-rounders. And they looked fantastic there. I don't think they're a great team, but they could be dangerous just because that D-line is going to cause some problems. I think Dallas is much better than they showed on Sunday night, especially offensively. They're not going to be fun to cover. Indianapolis, too. You know, Phillip Rivers had a couple bad interceptions on Sunday. But other than that, they move the ball extremely well. I mean, they're a well-rounded offense with Rivers at the helm. And, yeah, and the Steelers, you know, they could be one of those teams that can truly challenge the Chiefs because they have a quarterback that can win in a shootout in Big Ben, and then they have a defense that can at least, you know, slow down good offenses. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a huge test for Cleveland. They got to play a game like they did last night, which was, you know, a lot cleaner across the board than what they showed in week one.
I said before that the Cowboys, Steelers, and Colts all have excellent offensive lines. Am I right, or was I talking out my butt on that one?
No, you're right. I mean, Dallas didn't really show it in week one, but, you know, Indianapolis, we ranked them number one coming into the year. They returned all five starters. They were our number three offensive line last year. Phillip Rivers was only under pressure six times on Sunday. He hasn't had one of those games in about 15 years. So, yeah, they're really good in Indianapolis. Pittsburgh is one of those O-lines where they're just solid across the board. There's no real star there. David DeCastro is good at right guard, but they're just solid. They don't have any real holes. They always perform well. And, yeah, Dallas should be back on track. When you have healthy Tyron Smith, if they can get Lyle Collins back at right tackle, we'll see. They're just so banged up right now. But, yeah, those teams are really good in the trenches.
Is there a game, a team that you really like this weekend to win, Steve? Anybody?
I don't know offhand. I actually haven't thought about that specifically.
Yeah, that's fair.
I haven't looked at, like, hey, where I haven't done my picks yet. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It was a tricky question anyway. Is there a player from week one that you – off the top of your head, I'm sorry if I'm putting you in a tricky spot with this question.
All good.
But is there a player in week one that kind of had a surprising excellent grade?
Well, Wyatt Teller was my guy, you know,
right,
the fact
right.
back-to-back weeks that he was looking good. You know, I think QB-wise, you know, there were some quarterbacks that graded well despite the loss. You know, I'm defending Tom Brady while the rest of the media are kind of trashing him. You know, I think he actually graded better than it felt on the field. He made a lot of good throws that didn't show up. So there was Daniel Jones played well despite, you know, not good results. So I think to me that was the big takeaway. There were some losing quarterbacks like Tom Brady, Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott, who for us graded extremely well. It just didn't show up in the win-loss column.
Great stuff as always, Steve. We appreciate the insight, man. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Steve Palazzolo does a great job, Pro Football Focus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.